This is Lewis Navalier. It is Friday, December 10th. Well, I just want to update everybody on the overall market. First of all the fears that were hurting the market are gone. After Thanksgiving, the Omicron variant fear appeared. The Omicron variant is not that deadly, according to Dr. Fauci, the World Health Organization. And although we have record hospitalizations in Michigan, there are no restrictions. Now, that's also because the Michigan governor is running for re-election, and it is politically very unpopular to impose any restrictions on economies. And I know Europe is shutting down Christmas festivals and some other things, but in America, we do not want to shut down our economy. It's just not politically acceptable. So we're going to live with the Omicron variant. Some of us will get sick, but hopefully we all recover and we move on. The other thing that was the market was worried about was the Fed tapering. Well, there was a very, very good Treasury bond auction on Wednesday. The 10-year Treasury had 2.43 bids for every bond sold. 69% of the bids were foreign buyers. And that means that even if the Fed's going to taper, there's plenty of buying pressure for our Treasuries. So just so you understand why there's so much buying pressure, the dollar's been very strong since late June. So if you're a foreign investor and you buy U.S. Treasuries, not only do you get currency appreciation, you get a positive interest rate. You put your money in Japan, in Europe, you're going to get flat to negative rates, okay? So something is better than nothing, plus you get all this currency appreciation. Why is the dollar so strong? Well, other than we have higher relative rates in Europe and Japan, the other reason is we're looking at 5 to 8% GDP growth this quarter. This is economic nirvana, folks. The service sector is the highest ever recorded, according to ISM. Ever. Every sector's up. The manufacturing sector is robust. There's huge order backlogs, okay? The other thing is consumer spending seems to be very, very strong. We'll get confirmation of that when we get November retail sales. But personal income has been rising, and credit card debt has been rising as well. That means consumers are spending up a storm. And then, of course, we have the lowest weekly claims for unemployment in 52 years. But with all that said, obviously, we have the highest inflation in 39 years. Now, when we look at the inflation report today, the CPI, the inflation is pretty much in a few key places. First of all, food prices rose 0.7% in November, but energy prices rose 3.5%, led by 6.1% in gasoline prices. In the past 12 months, gasoline prices are up 58.1%. Used vehicle prices rose 2.5% in November. The last 12 months are up 31.4%. So the inflation is largely food, energy, used cars. Why are used cars prices up? Well, that's the chip shortage. The automotive industries can't make all the cars they want to. The chips are going in the high-end, high-margin cars. So cheaper or less affordable cars are not as available as much. And so used car prices are rising. Obviously, the government can deal with this. We can try to boost energy production. We can try to solve the chip shortage problem. All that hopefully will be happening naturally. In the Bakken, which is North Dakota, they're starting to drill again because they have very sweet crude there. It's very expensive to get out. They got to put it on a truck to get it to a pipeline somewhere. But the bottom line is, at these oil prices, you're going to get some drilling out of North Dakota. When we had low oil prices, they weren't drilling there. But now we have high oil prices, guess what? They're opening that up again. The other thing that's interesting is natural gas prices are high. They're very dependent upon the weather. But the natural gas price increase is our fault, okay? What essentially happened is when we shut down the drilling in the Permian Basin on federal land, natural gas prices skyrocketed. And in fact, in the Build Back Better plan, they got a few hundred million there to cap some wells that have been abandoned. What's very interesting about the federal drilling ban, it was overturned by a federal judge, but the Energy Department remains very hostile to energy production on federal land. So the wells are just pumping out natural gas and methane in the atmosphere, and that's not what you want to do, folks. And so we'll see if they can get a few hundred million and build back better to fix the problem they created. So what a mess. All I can tell you is you know, the Fed overprimed the pump. They knew that real estate would go up. They knew the stock market would go up. They didn't think inflation would be this bad this quickly. It is. And they're going to be able to get control of it later next year. But in the meantime, you know, we have the fastest inflation in 39 years, and the core rate of inflation is running 4.9 on the CPI trailing 12 months. So the place you go in an inflationary market is the stock market. Now, going back to this correction that started in the day after Thanksgiving and continued through last Friday, we had this incredible shorts covering rally on Monday with a lot of follow-through on Tuesday, Wednesday. Now, obviously, we're having a good day today. I do not think we're going to have to go back and retest the lows. I think that was enough, okay? So next week, I expect to continue to meander higher, but I think the best week of December will be the last week. The second half of December is always better than the first half seasonally, and then, of course, we enter January. Now, we will get consolidation in February, but whether we have to have a correction or not is another matter. What's been happening is we've been having rotational corrections under the surface. You know, a lot of stocks get hit, but then the money goes somewhere else. That's the best kind of correction you can have. So I'm very, very bullish. I feel very positive. I'm expecting another round of great quarterly results. The year-over-year comparisons will get more difficult, but the fourth quarter results will still be stunning. And that'll be announced in January and early February. So, folks, hang on. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the holidays. Don't worry about the Fed meeting next week. They are going to announce they're going to taper a bit more. And that's widely expected, and everybody is familiar with that. So it's time to lock and load, folks. And again, enjoy the holidays. Louis Navelier.